Nagia to this week's parasha, but it's speaking again to the Indian of Akedah Yitzchak. But it's also Nagia to this week's parasha that when Avraham Avinu wants to find a zivug for Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Avraham el Avdoi, Zakan Beisoi." Eliezer was Eved Avraham, he was the most loyal Eved. What's the Indian of the Shvuah here? We have to be Mashbiah. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is that the gifts, the matonas that he sends, the kasha kilo agman and ishtoiz, the ikach is nezim zov, bekam ishgolo shneit smidim kitza asora zov. There's an Indian of asera sadibris over here. Rashi says, this is in Perik Chav Dalet, Pasik Chav Beis, Rashi says, the shneit smidim is remes lishnei luchis. Asora zov, remes lasera sadibris. So this zivug, which in Yitzchak and Rivka is abshaychas to the Indian of asera sadibris, to the shtei luchis, matan toire keilu. What's the shaykhs of the zivug? Everything is built on Torah. Avraham and Sarah is built on Torah. Yaakov and Leah and Rachel is built on Torah. Why Yitzchak do you see this inyan over here? And then also, so the Nekuda is the following. Nekuda to understand Yitzchak Bechlal, Yitzchak's Madrega, what Yitzchak Avinu, the Gemidus of Gevura means to us, is the Akedas Yitzchak. It's called the Akedas Yitzchak. Akeda is to bind. And we're given different Mahalchim, what's the Inyan of Akedas Yitzchak? Why the Inyan of binding Yitzchak is such an important thing, why it's called Akedas Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu took a Macheles. Yitzchak Avinu allowed himself to lie down on the Mizbeach. And he was willing to be a korban. That was the avodah. That was the nesoyin. The binding. What's the binding doing? Why is it called akedas yitzchak? Ken zayin azoyin. It's a big yisod. When you bind somebody together, you make him into a. He's bal kochach yours. You can do it. He's lost his own freedom. Right. That's why they bind somebody. You don't want him to resist. You don't want him to be moitzi his own feelings that he can resist. You bind him. And it's an inyan of from now on, everything I'm going to do with you is bal kochacha. Posh, yeah? It's bal kochacha now. As soon as the person's bound, akedas Yitzchok is megala moideki yisod. What is the middah of Yitzchok, which is middah sagvura? What's the middah sagvura of Yitzchok? Is it mamish middah sadin, to punish klal Yisrael? What exactly, which chalik of gvura is Yitzchok giving over here in the inyan of being brought up on Mizbeach in the inyan of akedah? But the answer is, it's a pelvic yisod. The answer is that Yitzchak Avinu over here, the Akedas Yitzchak means that Yitzchak Avinu is giving a gvura. His middas gvura is the gvura that Klal Yisrael or bikfia by force going to do Ratzon Hashem. The gvura is the gvura. In other words, you need a force to force somebody. What's it called to force somebody? It's forcing. Forcing is gvura. The gvura of Yitzchok is the koyach that forces Klal Yisrael into their kesher with HaKadosh Baruch. In other words, ze lo yazor lachem. Klal Yisrael are going to do Ratzon Hashem. That's the inyan of Akedas Yitzchok. The binding, the forcing. The forcing of Yitzchak, the midas gvura of Yitzchak is the forcing, the kfiya into Klal Yisrael to do Ratzon Hashem. Pashut Giret, he was brought up as a korban over here. Everybody knows that a yid may have bechira, but there's one nekuda that a yid doesn't have bechira, and that is when it comes to mesiras nefesh. Comes to mesiras nefesh is all the fraya yidden and all the simulated yidden people in yidden over all the ages. When it came to mesiras nefesh, they ate. They ate trey from Yom Kippur. But when it came to Avodah, when it came to Mesiris Nefesh, to the Rabban Shalom, Ba'av Rabba, they were Makabal Mesiris Nefesh. L'chayra, if they had a prayer not to keep Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Avada, they're not going to give their lives up. Life is to them much more precious. Here they don't have Bechir anymore. Here it's Kfir. A Yid Kesha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ba'ifin Shal Kfir. And therefore, in that Nakuda Yidas, and that comes from the Indian of Akedas Yitzchak. The Akedas Yitzchak, to bind them to be Moisa Nefesh to Hashem, to bind them to be a Korban to Hashem, that gave Klal Yisrael the Kfir to be Moisa Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gives Klal Yisrael the Kfir, the Koyach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Koyfas to do the Ratzon, to do his Ratzon. Yitzchak was Mashrish to Hanhoga. The Anhoga Elyon of Midas HaGvura, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Koyfer Klal Yisrael Lasses Ritzoyin Yisborach. In the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it says by the Korbanos, Yakrev Oysoy Ritzoyin. Right at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it says, Yakrev Oysoy Ritzoyin Lefnei Hashem. Yakriv Oisai, says Rashi, Melamed Shekoifin Oisai. Yakriv Oisai is Melamed Shekoifin Oisai, you force him. Yochel Bakoche, Tamad Loimel Ertzoyna. Hokei, Tzad, Koifin Oisai at Sheimai Roitzani. You Koifin until he says Roitzani. This is Aloha, and a Korban is brought up in the Bissam English. This Aloha originates from the Akedas Yitzchak. The Akedas Yitzchak is the Koifa, Oisai. And it's Megala, the Ratzon of a Yid, like the Rambam says in Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin, it's Megala, the Ratzon of the Yid, Koyfen Oisat Shiyem HaRoitzani. That kfir, that the Akedas Yitzchak was poil, that we're going to force you to do Ratzon Hashem. And it's a chesed for you, you want that. Koyfen Oisat Shiyem HaRoitzani. The Regalim, the three Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, are connected to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shavuos is connected Yitzchak Avinu. Yeah? Avraham is Pesach, Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. Shavuos is Matan Torah. Matan Torah, there was a Koifin, Kofa Leima is a Harkin Gigas. They already said Nasa Vinishma. The Banshan doesn't want Klal Yisrael to have the Torah Beritzoyna. Yitzchak Avinu is the Schus, where I'm going to force you to be a Kabbal Torah. And then you're going to realize that you want it. The Kof Aleim HaKikigis is that's also coming from the Inyan of the Akedas Yitzchak. That's why by Matan Torah, the shofar they blew was the shofar from the Akedah. It was Mamshech, the Inyan of Koifin, I say. Kof Aleim HaKikigis. Even though they already said Nasa V'Nishma. But it could be that it, just from Nasa V'Nishma, Yidin wouldn't get to their... Could be that the Yidin wouldn't get to the Gula, we'll soon discuss. But if you do something derech kfir, you haven't got a choice. You're going to have to do it, and it's going to Akadosh Baruch Hu betadoch for you. And he's going to force through. Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to force through his plan. Chazal say, the Rabban Shalom says that Soif Yisrael lies in tshuva, and if they don't do tshuva, Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mamid aleihem, melech shegzeroisof koshim kahamon. Right? Hashem is going to bring the Gula bekfir. Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva bekfir. Pasuk says in Netzavim, "Hoyu kiyavoy lecha bracha v'aklola," and then v'shavta as Hashem lekecho. You're going to be v'shavta. Halavai, you're going to be v'shavta through brachas. In my chas v'shom, have to be v'shavta through klolos. There's a kfir. Melech shegzeroys of kashin kahama. That's the koyach of kofen aleim asahar kegigis, and that comes from the akedas yitzchok. And that's why shvuos is keneged yitzchok. Shvuos is the gvura of kofin, I say, of forcing us, of kofin aleim asahar. That comes from the gvura of Yitzchak. Avram's geirim about tshuva, nothing happened to them. Gemara says the Sanhedrin all went back. Midas HaChesed, you're not going to force anything. Midas HaGvura, you're going to force it to be at the end. That's why Chag HaShavuos, which is Matan Torah, which came through Kfir, is called Chag HaShavuos. Besides the Shavuos being the weeks, A shvua is also something that forces a person, binds a person. That's why you say you're bound by an oath. Also comes from Yitzchok. He was bound. Akedah means to bind. You're bound by your oath. A shvua forces you. A shvua is a kfir. In the schus of Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashbia every Yid. Mashbia no yisoy. Tihi tzadik v'al tihi rasha. Everybody's got that found Tanya already. Mashbino is a tzadik valti rasha. We are all mushba va'oimet mehasina, because hasina came through kofa aleim ha'kegigis. Shvua binds you to it. Shvuas, the kofa aleim ha'kegigis, is called shvuas, and it's al shem Yitzchok. Yitzchok is chag shvuas, is Yitzchok. That's the kofa aleim ha'kegigis. The second base of Mikdosh, as you do at the three batei Mikdosh, the two we've had, and the third one b'meher b'yameinu, is connected, also connected to Gimel Avos. So the second Beis HaMikdash is connected Yitzchok. The second Beis HaMikdash is where the Holy Pashtus of Torah Shebaal Peh came out, Kiyudua. The Medrash Tanchuma says in Pashtus Noyach that the Kof Aleim HaKegigis was in Torah Shebaal Peh. Klal Yisrael said Nas Nishma in Torah Shebiksav, and the Kof Aleim HaKegigis was Torah Shebaal Peh. The second Beis HaMikdash is the Hispashtus of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the Beis HaMikdash of Yitzchok. There's a Kof Aleim HaKegigis on the Inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is learnt mainly with Gvuras, with Melchomas, with Gvuras. Most people want to give up on the way, teaching the yeshivas. It's hard, it's dos, it's yent. There's a certain hisgabrus that a Yid has, a certain hisgabrus that through kfir he gets there, through forcing himself he gets there. That's the koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the koyach of Yitzchok Avinu. Ein ha-golias miskansois ele b'schus ha-mishnayis. The Goliaths are going to be in the skanses. Mashiach is going to come b'schus the Mishnayos, b'schus Torah Shebaal Peh, because Torah Shebaal Peh is the koyach of kfir, and we said the inyan of kfir is the kfir that's going to get us to the gula. Gemara says in Shabbos that the gula is going to come b'schus Yitzchok Avinu. So Avinu says palga alayu palga aloch. The gula is going to come b'schus Yitzchok Avinu. Why is the gula come b'schus Yitzchok Avinu? Because that's the whole nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring it. You're going to have to do tshuva, and then gula is going to come. I'm going to bring a melech shegzeirois of koshin kohama, and you're going to do tshuva at the end. You're going to do tshuva in the end. Melech shegzeirois of koshin kohama, you're going to do tshuva. That's the koyach of Yitzchok. That kfir all comes from the Akedus Yitzchok. And the Gula is going to come as Chuset. The Gemara's Lashon is Melech Shegzeirois of Kahoma. In the story of Purim, we understood why it was Kof Aleim HaKegigis. Chazal say there, on the Gemara there in Shabbos, that Kima, based on the Gemara Megillah, Kima v'kibla Yehudim, Kiblu Ma, Kibla Aleim HaShekiblu Kvar. It was Kof Aleim HaKegigis by Matan Torah. By Purim, they were Makabal that which was Kof Aleim HaKegigis. Purim is Kabbalah's Torah Shebaal Peh. Discussed that many times. And they were Makabal that Be'ava Beratzai. The Gzer of Homan was Koifin Oisai. And the Kabbalah's the Torah is when Klal Yisrael said Reitzani. And they were Makabal the Torah Beratzai. That Nekudah of Koifin Oisai Shiyema Reitzani means that the Rebbein Shalom is going to bring Kfir on us that we should do Tshuva. Until we say Reitzani, we want the Rebbein Shalom. That's going to be the constant Mahalach and Anhoga until Adbias Mashiach Tzidkenu. Where every Kfir, until the big Kfir, because of the Mashiach, and that's going to bring about the final Reitzani by the Gula Shalom. But that's really what happened on Purim. The Kim of a Kibli was Kof Aleim HaKegigis, that was Kof Aleim. And that Kof Aleim HaKegigis meant the Rebbein Shalom said, I'm going to force you. I'm going to bring you Melch Shigzeros of Koshim Kohaman until you say Reitzani. And that's the Kim of the Kibru, the Klal Yisrael, and the Kabbalah of the Torah B'Yahav. That's the whole Yisod of the Bris Ben Absorim as well. First of all, that's the whole Yisod of Mila. Does a baby have a choice? Mila is something which is Bal Kochach. Avram was Nimal Beratzon. He was a Badas, the Baruch Shalom told him, Mitzvah Mila. Yitzchak was the first Nimah Lishmoina. Mila is, you're a Yid, it finished, doesn't help you anymore. It's ingrained in it, it's imprinted. Even if you got no mitzvahs, you're not behaving like a Yid, you have Mila. Mila is a kfir, that's why you're koi for the baby, kilo. It doesn't have a choice, it doesn't have a bechir, it doesn't have a prayer. And if the Gemara says a menachah is recorded the whole time, the Dor HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz and there was no mitzvahs, but mitzvahs Mila there is. Because mitzvahs Mila, you don't have a prayer. So Yitzchak was the first Nimel Lishmoni, he was the first real Mila Bezmanoi. Because he represents that kfir, you don't have a choice. And Avraham Avinu was only promised that he's going to have a child through the mitzvah of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is a hakdama to having Yitzchok. A Mila that comes ki'ilu to the baby derech kfir, that's a mitzvah, that mitzvah is a hakdama to the latest Yitzchok. Because Yitzchok's the one who's going to bring that kfir, that gvura, that kfir into the world. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be koi for us until the Gula comes. We're never going to get lost. Hashem's never going to give up. He's going to be koifas. The roitzani is the tzchoik of Yitzchok. Yitzchok is midas adin, but his name is Yitzchok. Ad sheyoyma roitzani. Until la'asid lavoi ozimole tzchoik. Until we'll understand everything. Until we'll really thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the kfir. Until we say roitzani. It's Yitzchok, which is din, but it's the kfir. It's the din, it's the kfir, but it's tzchoik. Because it's a kfir that brings to a roitzani, and the roitzani is the tzchoik. And that's the whole bris ben absorim that comes together in the parasha Lech Lecha. They were together with bris mila. The Rabbeinu Shlom says, again, we always say achre chen yetzer b'chush gadol, big deal. First, we have to go through v'avodim and v'inuoysom, abba meishonah v'gamas ayagoy. Says Rashi, the rabbis dalad malchias. Say the achre chen yetzer b'chush gadol. This is also kofin u'sashiyem roitzani. Avodim ein oitzam. It's going to be shver. There's going to be echrech. There's going to be kfir. But echrech yetsu b'chush gadol means then you need to understand where the kfir was taking you to, what the gevur was doing, and where the kfir is taking you to. And only through that kfir you're going to get to the end. Avraham Avinu's midas achesed. There's no kfir. Even by the Akedah, the Rabban Shalom said to Avraham Avinu, kach no. And the Sfasema says, no means you can say no. Avraham is midas achesed. Midas achesed, chesed and kfir doesn't go together. Yitzchok is gvura, that's kfir. So by Avraham, it's kach no as bincha. But Yitzchok asks to be tied. Because Yitzchok's gvura is the gvura. If the Rabban Shalom says, please to all of us, then we won't get very far. We need a kfir. Yitzchok's that kfir. Therefore, Davki Yitzchok is going to be the one to bring us to the Gula. I'm going to force you and you'll get there. You don't have a choice. It's a Gvura, but it's a Gvura that's going to bring to a Reitzani. And that's the Brisbane Absorum. So, Meila, therefore, when Rabban Shalom is looking for the Zivuk for Yitzchok, when Avraham Avinu is looking for the Zivuk for Yitzchok, he brings Eliezer and he says Vashbiyacho. And by the way, Rashi brings in this week's parasha that the Brisbane Absorim also went with the Shvua. The Rabban Shalom was Mashbiya. I don't think there's a Lashon of Shvua by the Brisbane Absorim, is there? Rashi says here Vashenishbali, says Rashi Ben Absorim. Brisbane Absorim, there was a Shvua. That's just the contour of saying it's very gewaltig. The whole Brisbane Absorim, it's begedah shvuah. It's binding. The Rabban Shalom is mashbiah, kilo, the Rabban Shalom is a bechir of kviyah. By the Brisbane Absorim, because the whole Brisbane Absorim was to show that there's a shvuah that's going to get you there, that you don't have a choice anymore.
I thought with Avraham it doesn't work with kviyah.
This was Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu about Yitzchok. He was telling Avraham Avinu about Yitzchok. Hashem swore to him, Lema lezarecha etin esaretz hazoyis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashbiyat Avraham Avinu that he's going to give Klal Yisrael his descendants. The whole Brit Svenam song was a psura that is going to be a later Yitzchak. So Meira, therefore, that's why Avraham Avinu said to Avdoi, Zakan Beisoi, Simna Yotchatach is Yerechi, which Rashi says was the Indian of Bris Mila, and then Rashi Biyachav Hashem. He made him make a Shavua, Yifisha Nishba, Tzorech, Little, Beyod, a Chavit Shal Mitzvah. You have to be Mashbiyah and make a Shavua on a Sefer Torah and a Chavit Shal Mitzvah. Or Tfilin. And since Mila was the first Mitzvah, Rashi says, so the Chavit Shal Mitzvah, to make the Shavua on, and the Shavu Shavichal, the Shavu's on is on the Mitzvah of Mila. Kuntur was saying, is Eigit. Because Shavua and Mila goes hand in hand. They're both in Yonim of Mashbino, he said, both in Yonim of Kfiyah. Through the Shavua that you're going to get, through the Shavua you're going to get there. It's also what Mitzvah Mila represents. It's a mitzvah that's balka. It's the only mitzvah that we do shalai bechira. It's a mitzvah that we do with kfiyah. And that's why it's a pella de gazach, that Mitzvah Mila is one mitzvah that carries through all the doors, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. Yidin always moisa nefesh over Mitzvah Mila. Because it's not a mitzvah that comes with bechira. Shavua takes away the bechira. You make a shavua, you take away the bechira. So he was mashbia Eliezer, to take to be noiket in a kis and a kita as kitas chayfetz, which was bris mila, for the hemshach of Yitzchak Avinu. What was the nadin? Nadin was a seres adibris. Nadin was shtei luchos abris. The nadin was what Yitzchak Avinu is bringing into the world. It's bringing in the kof aleim hakigigis. The kof aleim hakigigis is the announcement that Kali Shol is going to get to Mashiach. That's the Kofale Ma'akigigis. It's bringing in the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael through the Kfir. So maybe therefore that's why the Nadin that he sent was a Nadin of Shtei Luchois, Aseres Adibros, V'chadoyme. So Yid has to realize that Avada, a Yid is going to get to the Geula. Avada, a Yid is going to get to the Rebbein Shleinim. A Yid should better get to the Derech, the Emistik Derech, through Rachamim and Chasodim. But Yid has to know that he really isn't a Baal Bechira. He feels he's a Baal Bechira, but if he's Boicha B'ra, the Rebbein Shleinim is going to force him to be Boicha B'toiv. At the end of the day, every Yid is going to say, Roitzani. And Bais HaMikdash was that mokum that gave the Yid the feeling, the koifinu esach, shiyom eroitzani, was that gave the feeling Yid that he hasn't got a prayer in it anyways. It's inbuilt in him that he's going to do the rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So that roitzani at the end is me'av at the end, or it's...
About it's Yitzchok, that's the tzchoik. It's Purim. The gzeir of Haman is a koifinu esach. And the whole simcha of Purim is the roitzani. And that's going to be the big tzchoik that Yitzchok represents. The Ozimoli tzchoik pina. When we see that it was all Kiru, the Rebbein Shalom being koifas in order to keep us and to put us in the right direction, in order that we should get there. Yitzchok is connected to Eliyahu Novi. Eliyahu Novi was Nene Betfilas Mincha, which is connected to Yitzchok, which connected to Yitzchok Avinu. Eliyahu Novi is going to be the one who does this. Veheshev Leivoves Abanim Leivbonim Alavoisim. He's going to be the one who's going to be bring Klal Yisrael back to Tshuva, which comes to the koich of Yitzchok. That's why Eliyahu is connected to Yitzchok. It could be the attack of the story of Purim. You see that the clip of Achashverosh was Vashti HaKadosh Ein Oynes. They were trying to bring the Anhog of Yidden. You can choose. You can. Bais HaMikdash is a mokum where you see kfir. Koyfenos Hashem Eretzani. Person comes into Bais HaMikdash, he sees that even if he did averas, he sees he has to do tshuva. He hasn't got a prayer anymore. loses the bechira in the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh was using the Kli HaMikdash by that Suda. And the whole vote of that Suda was, Vashti HaKadosh Ein Oynos. Ein Kfiya Datit. There's no Kfiya. There's no Kfiya. If there's no Kfiya, so Klal Yisrael actually won't have another Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael can decide to stay in Shusha. That all came from, he brought in them the Avira of Ein Oynos. You can do what you want. Zel umazeh is when we understand avada zaynus. That suda of ein oynus brought about the kofel. Basically, we were kofel em har. Basically, there was a gzer lahashman, harig lahashman. Uwa yesh oynus. The mystic of Melech Malach is not going to let us get away with it. Uwa, there's going to be a yesh oynus, and that oynus is the oynus that brought to the roitzani at the end of the story of Purim.
We used to thinking that we wanted to come out ma'ava, chayes the mashal chinuch. We want the kid to do it by themselves.
But that's only it'll never happen without kfiya.
Has to be.
It'll never happen without a certain kfiya.
Has to be.
If the child never felt kfiya, he'll never have a sheifa in life to get somewhere. If by kfiya you show them that he can get somewhere. I remember when I was young, after I learned the parasha, Chayes Ma'aba Mitzvah parasha, my father said, why don't you carry on learning, Chayes learn, and you can learn shul, whatever. I said, nah, it's just for Bar Mitzvah, in and out, and he used to push me, until not the whole parasha, whatever, even just anything that you push a person, when he, at the end of the day, he's very happy about it. But it can only come with pushing. It can only come with the gvur of Yitzvah. It can only come when a person feels that he's a mushbav oimid. It can only come when a person feels he's a mushbav oimid.
Shtega Hemshach, what we were saying last week, with the Midas Adin, everything only with Midas Adin can a person.
Can a person get to the thing, that's right. Yeah. That's the Mamish, the Oimika Inyana, the Koifunos, Hashem, it's got to be Kfir.